The commission is very, very prepared for the elections to the National Assembly, that is the House of Representatives and the Senate, that will hold tomorrow. Already all the materials that we intend to use for the elections have been delivered to all the states. All the staff, the ad hoc staff, 360,000 of them, are already at different locations across the country to conduct the elections. So we are ready.
So what should Nigerians expect of this first round of elections?
Well, the first set of elections we are going to hold, after which we'll hold the presidential election and then the governorship elections. The commission has done all in its capacity to ensure that the elections are going to be free, fair, and credible, that a level playing field has been provided for all contestants, and that our staff are going to comport themselves with transparency and integrity, and that at the end of the day, we'll deliver elections that are acceptable to Nigerians and members of the international community. That is what we are looking at.
Nick, some people have expressed concern that if during the presidential candidate, the president, incumbent president, was the only one who held what they call a solo debate, some people express concern that that could affect the credibility of the election. What do you say to such people?
Actually, the commission would have preferred a situation where the debates were robust, a situation where all the candidates were present, a situation where all issues were brought to the fore, a situation where all these issues were articulated by all the contestants. Unfortunately, this did not take place at one particular point. But on several of the occasions, all the major contestants were able to present themselves and their platforms and the issues that they want to address. Be that as it may, the fact that not all the contestants were there to address the issues does not detract from the sanctity and the quality of the elections, because before now, the contestants have been going across the country campaigning, addressing rallies, addressing Nigerians, and showcasing themselves and the issues and platforms they represent. So the fact that not all of them could come together and debate does not detract from the fact that they have not been articulating their platforms. But the commission, as a matter of fact, would have preferred a situation where all of them would have converged at a particular point and articulated themselves in a manner that the electorate would have been in a position to now choose whom they wanted to vote for at the end of the day. But like I said before, the fact that this didn't take place does not detract from the robustness of the campaigns, because the campaigns which started more than a month ago have been very robust. The major candidates have gone around the country. They had canvassed their positions. They had articulated their positions. Nigerians are aware of their positions. And at the end of the day, they are going to vote on the basis of these positions.
Logistically speaking, how prepared is the Electoral Commission, knowing well how challenging it was with the last round of election, that the International Commission questioned its credibility?
Yes, the Commission is aware of some of the mistakes of the past, and it has taken remedial measures to make sure that this time around, the materials, sensitive and non-sensitive, were delivered on time. For example, non-sensitive materials like cubicles, like envelopes, like stamps, and so on, have been delivered more than a month before now. But the sensitive materials, such as the ballot boxes and the ballot papers, have been delivered to all the states by this time. They are in the safe vaults of the Central Bank of Nigeria. And at the same time, to make sure that the elections take place tomorrow in good time, our staff, the ad hoc staff, the members of the NYSC, and the security agents, that is the police, have been deployed in such a manner that they are already going to be at camps at the ward level, and then immediately the next day, that is tomorrow, at dawn, they will now proceed to all the 120,000 polling units across the country to conduct the elections beginning from 8 o'clock in the morning, when they will begin accreditation, to up to 12:30 in the afternoon, when voting will commence.